Here are three more key concepts, if you will, things that I find to be foundational and organizational for us. First is a concern that distance education, as we think about it and as we design it, to make sure that we include a variety, a broad array of technologies, that we don't limit ourselves to a single technology. With the tremendous emphasis on the internet and computers today, I find so many people are thinking about distance education in a very narrow way. I'm going to do it on the internet, bingo, and that's it. But in fact, as we're demonstrating here with our own workshop, we're using email, we're using this audio-visual presentation, we've got our discussion board, we've got links to resources, we've got book chapters to read, we have a variety of technologies to support our learning. And secondly, and this is a key concept, but for me it's a strong bias, and that's that the balance shifts in distance education from the instructor being able to control to the learner being able to control. And this is a wonderful idea in terms of the learner gaining power in the learning situation. In a face-to-face situation, the learner, if they don't want to learn, they're sort of stuck. But by gosh, in a distance education situation, if the learner doesn't want to learn, all they have to do is to turn the switch off. The learner has tremendous control. And the wise distance educator understands that and helps facilitate the learner's control, not fighting over it. And the third piece, I think we've all seen that distance education can be done for so many wrong reasons. Oftentimes, the financial side of distance ed and the dream of, my gosh, if we could get it up on the internet and we could get it out to millions of learners, these dreams tend to guide lots of the wrong decisions about why distance education is being used. I think that when we really want to do a good job at distance ed, it can be a bit costly, and it might be very limiting in the numbers of learners we can truly accommodate.